Hello, everybody. Welcome to RPG Cast, episode 788 for the week of October 11, 2025. I'm Chris Privateer, bringing you this week's news and reviews and content about RPGs. Joining me today, I have two lovely people. First off, Kelly Ryan.
Shopping for back-ordered kittens.
Second, Robert Albright. The mighty Tam. The mighty anime man Tam.
The staying alive, staying alive.
Yeah. Okay. Good show, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Man, am I out of energy. I got my COVID shot yesterday. Oof. This one. It and the flu shot at the same time. It's a rough one this year.
Wow. Are you trying to have a record for pain?
Yes.
Why don't you do your meningitis one, too?
No, it makes sense to get both of the flu things, flu-ish things at the same time.
Oh, no, I know. I've done it before, too. It's just I regretted it very much later.
This will pass. This is nothing. Like, it'll be fine.
The first COVID shot, like, put me on my ass. The second one didn't really do all that much.
Whatever one we got this year. It was Moderna or Pfizer, but whichever one it was. Or it could be the flu shot. That's the thing. At the same time, I don't know which. Just not as smooth as the last couple have been, but whatever. Better than getting the actual disease.
None of mine have been smooth, so.
Everyone's different.
I need to put what game I played.
You guys were talking about 5G. My husband made the COVID shot nurse cackle with laughter when he asked if it was the 5G shot or the, gosh, I can't remember what the other one was now. He'll say in the chat. But just referencing if it was the 5G shot.
Is this the 5G shot or the brain worms? What would be the other thing?
Was brain or mind control?
Mind control.
This was a while ago. This was literally five years ago.
I think I remember this from the past, but I still don't remember what the other shot was. But Vaughn will tell us. Kelly, I got to tell you, I've been playing two games. The first is Quartet. Still amazing. I'm near the end. I'm doing all the side quests. It kind of opens up like Final Fantasy VI and says, you can go here and finish the game, or you can do a bunch of other stuff you don't have to do. And so I'm kind of in that spot, which is all I want to say because I don't want to spoil things, except that it only took about 20 hours to get to that point, so it's a shorter game, which is good. And I think I've overplayed it? I think I've been very, very exploration-focused on it, so I'm taking longer than other people will, I'm sure. And I still love it. I think it's fantastic. Good music, good story. There's some of these side quest stories I actually want to go and find wikis about because I don't fully understand the plot on one of these side quest stories. But guess what? Niche indie games don't have big wikis and followings with Discord servers and stuff. So no, I can't just jump into a plot analysis thread on Reddit because I don't know where to find it.
Why don't you just ask
Smoo.
FMOO.
Who's from
worked on the game?
Oh, okay. That would be a good idea. Maybe when I finish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one, give it a month and you'll get the inevitable YouTube videos. Is Quartet really that good?
100 things you missed in Quartet.
Yeah.
That's the one I need.
100 things that Chris never understood about Quartet.
I mean, most of it's been very understandable, and when you have questions, it's intentional, and then they explain it to you, and it's like good plot revelation pace. But this one backstory quest is just really confusing to me. I'm not really following it. But that's, you know, one of a bazillion other things that are going great in that game. So, yeah. Let's see.
Vaughn said it was 5G or tracking.
Ah, okay. GPS trackers. Yeah.
But two, is there a Quartet subreddit?
Probably. I haven't found it, though. I don't go on Reddit much lately. So
probably for the best.
It depends on what subreddits you hang in. Usually the gaming-focused ones are pretty chill. The ones that crop up around specific games, at least. But your other game?
It was Megabonk. I'm still going through Megabonk. I got the Megabonks.
So I bought Megabonk. And I am enjoying Megabonk, but I am also very frustrated with Megabonk.
It's a hard one to progress in.
Yeah, because I do good, and I'll be doing well, and then I'll go to the second level in the second tier and try to do the stage boss after many level ups and stuff, and I get creamed, and I don't understand why.
Yeah. I think... Which stage is that happening to you on?
Forest.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've unlocked tier 3 on Forest, but I haven't beaten the first... I haven't gotten to the third stage yet because I decided to go and unlock tier 3 on Desert now. And that's all I've got. I don't know. It's just, man.
What did it take?
What? To unlock tier 3 on Forest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat down there with, like, a very specific fox life-stealing... massive projectile with the shield and quantity tome build to just put out tons of damage and heal really quickly.
Because I have tried that. I have tried...
Well, I've only had it work once, Kelly. So it's like, okay, you got to do it multiple times. Hope you get the right power-ups and stuff and the right proportions. And then you're lucky or you're not. It's a grindy game. It's not. It does not progress as fast as Vampire Survivors.
And is it like do they make it dumbly hard? So that,
I think so.
Because there's only technically two stages.
I think it's dumbly hard because that's what this developer wanted to make and what the audience, I guess, wants. You have to get good at, right? Instead of just play a lot.
But I've tried the Sir Oofy tank build.
Yeah, Oofy sucks.
Oh, he does?
I think he sucks. People think he sucks. I don't know. I don't know what the math is saying. Like, if someone's done a bunch of character analyses with, like, math equations and stuff, I have no idea. But I don't think Oofy's good. Because that sword is garbage, and that's one of your slots right off the back. And scaling defense doesn't seem to be great. Because it hits diminishing returns. So you can never really fill out your defense stat.
Would it be better to try tanking with Athena or Mega Chad?
Yeah, I do think so. Athena is very good for tanking. What's nice about her is she'll get you used to the Aegis, the shield. Mm-hmm. And the shield's kind of broken. When you get lots of projectiles, it gets you lots of extra hits that you can use to survive when you make lots of mistakes or get caught in a boss's super attack or something.
Mine's also very fun.
Oh, you've played Megabonk too?
No, I've watched my buddy Rosar play a lot of Megabonk.
Clank's good because he's got the crit and the starts with the gun, which is one of the best weapons. He has very low health, though. So, yeah,
very glass cannon.
Yeah. So what's nice about the Fox, though, is he scales luck as he levels up, which gets you access to better upgrades on level up. So that helps, too.
Because what I was attempting last night, and the ones where I got close, was Bandit with size and projectile upgrades, and trying to do Black Hole Katana. Bandit starts with the sword that can do insta-kills, and... I can't remember what the build says to use, but I was using the missiles because those go nuts. And I kind of love the name. They're called slut missiles. And I was doing well there, but then I would get hit by a random projectile and then insta-die. And it was making me so mad. It's like I don't understand the meta with this, or how you'll be doing so well and then get hit once and completely ruin a run.
You
Megabonk is not fair.
It is not. You will get what Megabonk gives you, and you will like it. And then you will play it again because it's hard to stop. Just one more run. Because the stages are, you know, Vampire Survivors is a 30-minute run on a single stage. Mm-hmm. These are like 10 minutes per stage. So the runs are shorter if you fail. Because you get that gatekeeper boss moment at 10 minutes. And so it's like, yeah, this build isn't going well. So you're going to stop now and start a new one. And that helps keep it moving forward. Though, if you're really, what I'm finding though is like, I'm sticking to the same build over and over. And I think I need to expand more because that's starting to get repetitive. And I think I need to be able to adapt better to what the RNG gives me. And that means I need to learn other builds, and I don't know what they are. Everything I do is projectile plus shields plus lifesteal, and I think I need a little bit more.
Even though I imagine he's not very good in the metagame, I like playing as Monkey a lot.
Monkey was interesting because he could just walk up walls.
Yeah. Yeah, he can walk up walls, and he has a very fast jump, so being able to like fly across the level is shockingly fun.
Which is fine, but like then I end up in the air too often and not controlling where I'm going, and that's a problem.
Have you finished any challenges?
I've finished some challenges, but nowhere near most of them. Like, they're so hard. Like, there's one challenge I want to do, but I can't. It's like, just stand still. Like, you're stuck here. Finish the first stage. Just standing in one spot. I'm like, I don't think I have the unlocks ready for that.
That one is, very RNG, but once you get the ability to
skip and refresh and banish.
Well, yes, refresh and banish and all that, but also turn off abilities you don't like.
That one. But you could only turn off unlocked abilities. There's still the base set of abilities that you can't turn off, and that's what sucks.
Yeah, that kind of gets on my nerves, too, because at least in Vampire Survivors, you could turn off whatever you wanted. You just have limited turn-offs. But I managed to do that challenge with Mega Chad.
Oh, cool.
And I think I did Aura, Aegis, the Ice one, and the Axe one.
Makes sense. Seems good.
And then just did a lot of lifesteal and a lot of shield, and I just hit the right... Well,
there you go. You've got the build, basically. Now just throw some more projectile focus. I'm addicted to the quantity tome that adds projectiles because it just seems like the easiest, bestest way to scale in that game. I don't know. It's good.
With the standstill build, you really want the one that brings in the experience. Because if you start it, once you start expanding aura, all the stuff kind of gets just out of reach. And you kind of need that burst of EXP right off the bat, or else it's not going to work. Because like you'll instinctively want to use like the lightning orb, but that one is bad because it'll kill stuff
too far away.
Way too far away, and you're not going to get the EXP. No, that one is very RNG focused, but just do stuff to increase your EXP, and you're kind of suck in. I don't know what you call it. Attraction.
Attraction. Yeah, your attraction radius or whatever.
And you should be fine. It's just a matter of surviving the last boss. And also, if those creeper monsters show up that knock you halfway across the map, restart immediately, because those will screw you up.
As he plays Megabonk on stream now.
Yeah. You talk about Megabonk, well, I start playing it.
I gave him the secret sauce for the Mega Chad build.
Did you, though? Yeah, you did. Nah. Yeah, you did.
Once I got the right set of tomes, it actually wasn't that hard at all.
The AFK build is like the one thing I've seen videos for on YouTube for this game. There are enough people like, oh, it's like one build for one stage, so it's easy to make content that focuses on that, I guess.
I am curious if anybody has tried it with the pacifist one. The one that the game itself says it's really effing hard.
I'm sure someone has, and I'm sure someone's beaten it, but it ain't me. Do you notice the other thing going on with Megabonk that's interesting? It's like the leaderboards keep getting hacked.
Oh no.
Yeah, so they keep having to reset the leaderboards because like there's these ridiculous scores hitting number one that aren't real.
Well, it's because they're finding exploits to use to do it, so.
But all the flavor text in this game has just cracked me up. Like the Megabonk Discord bullied me into putting this character in the game. The commentary, this level is really effing hard. I was looking up builds on the Steam page and saw somebody being like, I really want to show this game to my kid, but can you take out the swears?
No.
Somebody rightfully pointed out, so you're okay with your kid killing thousands of monsters, but the swears are what are the
Yeah.
deal breaker?
It's weird.
That cracked me up. I know this has been a nice time waster game. I was playing it while finishing up season two of Peacemaker Thursday night, and then got sucked into a weird movie with Paul Rudd and Tim Robinson about friendship that I thought was just going to be a TV show, but like that was a full ass movie, and it's like okay, this was a movie.
Yeah.
The funniest Letterboxd review of it is I too would crash out if Paul Rudd didn't want to be my friend.
No.
Well, I want to
But
be your friend.
you are my friend, Tam. Huzzah!
Yay.
We need you for the Kimco show. Because I'm worried that Matt and I won't be able to carry a full show about Kimco games. I don't know, he's gotten to a lot more of them than I have.
Chemco show.
The only other thing I've played this week, aside from Megabonk, is more Pokemon Snap. And I'm trying to 100% all of the levels now.
New Pokemon Snap.
New Pokemon Snap. After you finish the main game and that each area or each level opens up like a legendary that shows up. And some finding some of those legendaries can get kind of hard. Excuse me, like Lugia shows up in the underwater area, but you have to do a series of steps involving rescuing a lantern like throughout the stage to find the secret area that Lugia is in. And then to get the 4-star photo, you basically have to like lob the fluffy fruits at it until it roars at you. And it took me like 10 tries to get that photo because the Lugia is so fast when it walks by, and I can't hit the broadside of, or I'm sorry, swims by, and I can't hit the broadside of a barn with those damn fruits.
So it's a
And
skill issue.
yeah.
Okay.
But also, I think the method that they made for trying to get some of those trickier photos is a little bit tedious, especially when you have to do the steps to rescue the lantern every single time you want to try to go for this photo, which is annoying because for the rest of the game, once you've unlocked a route, the route stays unlocked, but for some reason, that one isn't. That one, the lantern has to show you the secret hole where the Lugia is every time. And that kind of put me off the game a little bit. And I'm like, I'm going to put this down and play Megabonk for a little bit because I'm mad at you, Pokemon Snap. But it's still fun. It's still keeping me occupied while I wait patiently for my Switch 2 to get here. See, what day is today? The 11th?
Yeah, Friday is what you're waiting for.
Five more days. Five more
Then I get to
days.
go pick it up at Best Buy, in theory.
Mine ships to us. So I hope it'll get here on the 16th. I did get a chance to play with the Switch 2 a little bit in the local Best Buy this week because Vaughn went out to buy a Chromebook for his novel writing.
So how did that work?
I played a little bit of Donkey Kong, the new Donkey Kong game, and that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that the thing being so heavy had more to do with the security tether that was on it, and not necessarily because the system is heavy. But then,
I think it is heavier.
Yeah, Matt and Wheels were telling me, like, it's pretty chunky. It's deceptive because the Switch 2 looks just like a giant Vita when you look at it.
No, so, the Vita is tiny compared to a Switch 2.
No, I know. It's just that was my first thought when I saw it was, this looks just like a Vita. And yeah, no, if it's got Steam Deck level guts in it, then I imagine it's going to be pretty chunky. I'm just hoping that the kind of weight balance issue was the security tether on the back of it. Because otherwise I'm going to need a dedicated Switch 2 pillow.
I think that's a good life goal.
Getting a
dedicated Switch pillow. Yeah.
Well, I have been using a... So you know Squishmallows?
Yeah.
Minecraft has their own version of Squishmallows, and I ended up with a Minecraft sheep one that's like a big old rectangle that makes a pretty good Switch pillow or Steam Deck pillow. I might just end up picking up another one of those for that. Because I have a Sonic Squishmallow too, but his spines get in the way.
Quills. His quills.
Oh. Is there a difference?
I don't know, actually.
Plus it's egg shaped.
You need this one, Kelly. It's the Lion King Villains 4-pack Squishmallows.
Oh, let's see. I can't see it right now because of the ad is playing.
You get Scar and the three hyenas.
It's on sale right now.
And it's on sale, $10 off. They must be tiny. Yeah, oh yeah, look at that.
There's tiny ones and there's big ones. Funnily enough, when I'm playing my Switch on my side while laying in bed, I have a giant D20 that's about the size of a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the perfect spacing for my arms while I'm laying on my side.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been playing like that for the longest time because Alice has liked to curl up on my chest at night. So I have to basically be upright.
Oh, well.
To facilitate the cat. Oh, okay, now I see. Okay, that's really cute.
Seems like it's in your domain of interest.
Yeah, Scar is my favorite Disney villain.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
I think you've mentioned it before.
I think you've mentioned it, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Do you guys have a dedicated Steam Deck pillow?
I don't even have a Steam Deck.
Or Switch pillow?
For playing in bed? I use a little stand thing that I clip to the side of my nightstand, and then it's got a scissor arm, and then at the end it's like a mic stand, but it's got a gripper for like a tablet at the end, and I put my Switch in it, or I put my iPad in it, or my Steam Deck. So the Steam Deck barely stays in.
I just prop it up between the mattress and the nightstand.
So you play on your stomach?
I play on my back.
I play on my side.
Okay.
I can't sit up in bed. I can't lay on my stomach. That's not comfortable for me and my body. I don't know why.
See, I can't lay on my stomach. My chest is too big.
Mm. I'm playing my computer too, Vaughn. I'm talking about in bed. Jeez.
See, and I've seen how Vaughn plays. He lays on his stomach too and is able to do the
Yeah, Andy can do controller. That. I can't.
I can't either. Chest too big. I need like a cutout in the mattress, and even then I don't really find laying on my stomach all that comfortable. But I do have the tablet arm thing. I can't leave it there because otherwise I'll hit my head on it in the middle of the night because we don't really have a headboard I have to clip it to the nightstand. Maybe that ought to be the question of the week, your bedtime setup for your Switch
Yeah,
and
do you play
or
game systems in bed? Some people don't because it hurts their ability to get to sleep, right? So they avoid having
yeah.
any electronics in the bedroom. But if you do, what's your setup? Like, I'm very particular, and like so to the point where like when I travel, I bring like my Steam Deck, but it's hard for me to play it because I have to hold it, and I'm too old, I have RSI issues, you know, that sort of stuff. It's just there's no so I end up propping it up on a table with a kickstand and playing with a PS5 controller. But with that means I can't like play it while I'm trying to fall asleep.
As long as I have a pillow or something to kind of prop it up on my stomach and then have a pillow on my right arm to kind of support my arm, I'm fine. If I have to like hold it for any sort of reason, basically like support the weight with my hand, then that's how I end up with injuries like my Atomicrops injury. Especially if I'm playing a very twitchy game like that or Fantasy Life. But I'm just qu questioning this kind of setup if the Switch 2 is going to be that heavy. And the weight of it is kind of like, should I wait for a Switch 2 Lite? Or is that even going to be possible? Somehow I doubt it's going to be possible. Because I don't even know what kind of hardware where that thing is rocking.
It's no, that's documented. It's I think another Tegra chip from NVIDIA. So let's see, Switch to hardware. Tech specs. Let's see what we got from Nintendo. They're not going to tell us the truth.
Because, like I said, the reason why we were in the Best Buy was because Vaughn wanted to get a Chromebook. And I have noticed how thin the laptops have gotten. But also, they're not any cheaper.
All right, yeah, it is a custom NVIDIA Tegra T239 processor, codenamed Drake, with an octa-core, that's 8-core ARM Cortex-A78C that runs at two different speeds, depending if it's docked or not. Memory is 12 gigs of RAM. Again, clocks up in the dock, clocks down out of the dock.
If
256
it's
gigs of
named Drake, does
storage.
that mean it's going to try and sue the NFL?
Say that again.
I said if it's named Drake, does that
Oh,
mean
it's
it'll
gonna
try
move.
and s
Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, Drake the rapper was trying to sue the NFL over last year's Super Bowl show or halftime show.
Yeah, sorry. Tam was trying to make a big joke, but it was only a minor one. That's me making a joke about the same sort of thing. But anyway,
Yeah.
hi. My
Yeah, I got
jokes suck
dismissed,
too.
but it got dismissed, but he's going to, of course, appeal it.
Yeah. Of course he is. But
Yeah.
yeah. I'm not going to go deep in that. I don't know enough of the
I don't
facts.
know.
But people, I do. So I listen to Josh Johnson comedy a lot on YouTube. So his perspective is kind of on the Kendrick side of things. And I'm willing to be like, okay, cool. I don't
Well, the
really know.
judge dismisses like it's a rap battle. What are
Yeah,
you guys
exactly.
talking
Like,
about?
what is that is like the definition of free speech, isn't
And it's like it's hyperbole because they're having a rap battle against each other where they insult each other.
or less. Yeah. Anyway,
But
I don't know. Go ahead.
the other funny thing about our Best Buy trip this week was that Vaughn went there specifically to get a Chrome. And they didn't have the one he wanted.
Did
And
oh,
he
he
goes
couldn't check
that,
online before going? Or he needed to look at them and kind of
I
have
think
a
he wanted to
sense.
look at him
All
first.
right. And
But
oh no, did they have it on display, but they didn't have one for sale? That's like worse.
I don't think they had it on even on display. So Vaughn went to go ask somebody. And the guy was like, "Well, you don't want a dinky little Chromebook. Look at this Windows machine right here. That's got all this,
It's like,
and
are you for real? Like, I'm here for a Chromebook for a reason.
yeah." And poor Vaughn just It was kind of like nodding and smiling because he's so nice and didn't want to let this guy down, and was like, I can't remember what he ended up doing at the end
They
because
don't
that
even
was,
get commission, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. It's like, why can't you just listen to what I'm asking you for?
Because I got annoyed and I wandered off to go see, look at the Kindles.
See, and what's funny to me, Kelly, is like that's like I thought that was like the female experience in a Best Buy is like to be told, yeah, the thing you're asking for is not what you want. You want this, and just ignore. But like that Vaughn was getting it too is weird to me, but I guess they're just
I actually
they're
heard
trying to be
Paul's
equal
laugh
opportunity
in the
here.
background on that one.
What?
What did
I
Paul
actually
say?
heard. Oh, Paul's was laughing in the background at your comment, Chris, and I could hear it.
Yeah, he said that. Let's see. Vaughn says, I don't care. He wasn't shutting up and letting me tell him what I wanted. He kept telling me what I wanted, then wouldn't accept it when I told him I didn't want to pay that much for a device. Yeah, Vaughn, that is what I understand to be the tech-focused girl walks into Best Buy, knows what she wants, asks for it, and then is completely ignored and shoved something else in her face. So good job. You got to experience that. Isn't that nice?
Because I had that experience at a GameStop before, big
Yeah,
surprise,
you've
when
talked
I
about
want.
that. Yeah, because
I've
you
had that
wanted, what did
experience
you
in a
want,
GameStop, though.
Kelly? What was the thing you wanted?
I wanted a 360 to play like the handful of games that were still RPGs that were still stuck on 360.
Yeah,
And the guy was like berating me, like, "No, you don't want a 360. That's old. You want a Xbox One." And I'm like, "No, dude, I just want a 360."
I've
Because
had that.
I mean, there's
I've had that when
backwards
I've gone in
compat,
and
so there is that at least,
like I'm
but.
pre-ordering games, and the guy's like, "Well, do you want to like pre-order Call of Duty?" I was
Oh,
like,
that's.
"No. Do you see the list of games I'm pre-ordering
No,
here?
they
They're
don't care. They have to
RPG."
ask for that, Tam. That isn't like second guessing your preferences. That's just straight up. We have to ask everybody that. Like our
No, they
manager
have to
tells
ask
us.
about, is there anything you want to reserve? This guy was specifically trying to push the not the like I was already reserving games. He was trying to push
Weird.
the yeah
Well, I think
that
I do think they are specifically told to ask that about certain games to every customer who comes in. I do think that happens. Like, and it's going to vary based on your manager and your district manager. And guess what? Working in retail sucks, about as much as shopping at retail sucks.
yeah like side tangent. Wait, I needed toothpaste, and I have like a special antibiotic toothpaste that I buy because my gums suck. It's like called periodontics. It's like specifically for people that have
Periodontal disease, yeah.
Walmart put that behind the glass so that you have to ask for it. And I'm like,
Oh.
nope, I am not supporting this business practice. I am going to buy this on Amazon because I am going to show them that if I have to ask for my thing, like, unless it's electronics, it's BS.
Is it really expensive and people are shoplifting it, maybe?
Probably
But like even so, you're like, no, I don't like you treating us like we're all thieves.
I mean, yeah, the stores here locally have started to do that with any of the laundry detergent that are pods,
And
because of the whole what was the pod challenge where you
it.
stick, yeah.
See, I thought that they were doing that because people were shoplifting it,
Why
but
not both?
yeah,
it's the
no, in the
principle of
case
the
of the
thing.
pods, it was because of the pod challenge.
It's like you are doing this stuff, and then you wonder why you're losing all your business to Amazon. Because I managed to get a 3-pack of my toothpaste for like $15. So not only was it cheaper to do it that way, but I didn't have to go bug somebody to unlock it for me and walk it up to the. That's the other
Did
thing
you
that
buy something
pisses me
else at
off.
Walmart while you were there?
Oh, yeah, because we were getting groceries.
That didn't really hurt them that much then.
No, I know it didn't really hurt them, but I don't want to support that business practice because it sucks.
It sucks, but there's reasons behind doing it.
Yeah, and their reasons are stupid. No,
Well,
they're not.
so here's the thing, Kelly. Both things are true. It sucks. It's bad for consumers. It's anti-consumer. And in some cases, if they don't do it, they don't. They they're It hurts their profits in a actual noticeable way.
This
Yay.
was the same Walmart that decided about a year ago that they were going to limit the self-checkout to only 20 items a person because of shrink.
Yeah.
And then
Didn't they get rid of the self-checkout or no?
No.
Oh.
And then realize that, wait a minute, we only have two people trained to actually check people out.
Yeah.
And that got reversed within 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
That they like had a little bouncer.
I'm surprised you're still shopping at Walmart, honestly. But if it's all there is, then I guess.
Well, we have another grocery store. They're just they run a little bit more expensive on some of the stuff that we really need, like toilet paper.
I go to Smith's.
You go to where?
Smith's, Kroger's, Safeway. Safeway the same one?
At Kroger's, its own evil corporation. But
yeah.
They own all the grocery stores, so what are you going to do?
Yeah,
that's not true. They don't own Albertsons.
Oh, great, because I want to go to Albertsons.
Albertsons did try and buy Smith's, but that fell through.
We don't have an Albertsons anymore.
I don't want to go to Albertsons, Kelly. That was a joke.
Vaughn says within 2 weeks that got...
The checkout thing got changed.
Checkout thing got reversed.
Air Frog's not sponsored. Yeah, look at us burning bridges. Albertsons and Walmart not going to be sponsoring us anytime soon.
Would they ever?
No.
Exactly.
I don't have any sponsors.
And yeah, Target has groceries, but they're expensive as hell too.
Mm. Well, and so this
grocery
is
grocery aisles are like small as hell.
All right, folks. This is a RPG podcast.
I know.
We probably need to move on.
I know. We got on a tangent, but it was relevant to video games at first, and then there were so many things that annoyed me this week.
I love it.
Hey, you know what isn't annoying me? Wanting to spend $1,000 on a kitten.
Told you last week, Kelly's going to be trying to get that new cat soon, and trying to work it.
We brought it up, and I got curious because I was curious how much ragdoll kittens
curious
ran.
As
and,
a cat?
Yes, and apparently ragdoll kittens run about
$1,600. Air Rocks like that. I said 2 weeks, and Kelly's doing it within the first week.
To be clear, this was up to Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing research.
Vaughn's like, except it's still Vaughn's turn to get the cat.
I was just like, hey, here's an option for you. And he's like, I am not spending that much on a kitten. Like, I know.
Yeah, so Kelly's looking up ragdoll cats from a breeder, which is like, Kelly, stop it. I know they're adorable. Go to the pound. Get a cat that's going to get put down if you don't take it.
I know. They're so cute.
Of course they are. They're kittens. And they're ragdoll kittens. What do you think? They're bred to do that to you.
I know.
Go get a trash goblin from the Humane Society that's going to tear everything off your walls. That's a cat that needs your love.
That's a raccoon.
Listen. Trust me.
Wait,
they'll play in the cat trash too.
Are you saying that I could... You put out some food and get me a possum?
Hey.
There was a possum in our backyard.
Yeah, I'm sure Vaughn will be all over that. Vaughn, you're excited to replace your cat with a possum, right?
My manager at work as a kid had a pet skunk.
Mm-hmm. Did they de-gland it or they just dealt with it?
I'm pretty sure they de-glanded it.
I don't know if it was de-glanded or not, but I know that it was not an issue for them.
Okay, then.
Yeah. It trusted them.
Most pet skunks, especially if they come from a breeder, are deglanded.
There are
pet skunk
breeders? That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. That's surprising to me. Also, I just realized we're still looking at... Oh.
There you go. I mean, I'm sure if you really wanted to, you could put out some food and get your own pet skunk, but it's probably very illegal and you're going to have issues.
Andy, can we get a pet skunk? Andy says no.
I mean, I would like to point out that I have done research for Kelly on the legalities of getting a... What was it? A fox.
A fox.
As a pet in her state.
Yeah, it varies by state, right? Yeah.
It varies by state, yes.
You gotta get a towel. They want to steal your towels.
I've determined that we just need to move to Florida because everything's legal to own in Florida.
You're in Missouri right now? Kansas. No, you're in Kansas. Duh. Yeah. Not Kansas City, Missouri. Just Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas. Somewhere in Kansas. What is the capital? Olathe? Or is that just... Huh? Topeka. Who do I know in Olathe? I knew someone in Olathe. That was a thing. Oh, wherever you are in Canada. Kansas. Wherever you are in Kansas, duh. Versus random place in Florida. You gotta have a bake-off between those two and see what's better.
I don't even know what's going on this podcast anymore.
I'd be able to hang out with the rest of the Florida RPG crew.
There are a lot of Florida men on this website.
They regularly go to Buccaneer games together.
Once a year.
Okay. Mm. I thought it was like at least a bi-yearly thing.
Hazel says this is the Ramblecast now. Should we go to the feed? No, wait. Tam.
It's been a slow week.
What have you played?
I have been playing nothing but Super Robot Wars.
Oh, man.
So I'm streaming the second Super Robot Wars Original Generation here on the channel, and I beat Super Robot Wars Original Generation 1 the other route. So it has two like routes, mm-hmm. and I have beaten both routes this year.
Okay.
So
congrats.
That was literally all I have played this year.
Because now you have to go and do the third route for the real ending or something like that?
No, it's just the two routes.
Just the two, okay.
And it doesn't have a secret ending like the GBA versions of those games. Mm. So I don't have to worry about that. But my big issue is that I've just been working a lot of extra hours because we are still down 5 people.
Mm.
All COVID or?
No, just... One person went to a different department. One person got hired by her family to work for them. One person quit before he was fired. One was an open shift. And one person is leaving for a new job locally where they live because they moved out of state here in a couple, I think a week, actually. And since my shift is 2 to 10:30, I am the easiest person to cover those to fill in extra hours because they are all daytime shifts that are leaving.
Mm.
Ah.
So I can at least come in an hour early and pick up some OT.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, you all can catch me here on the channel streaming the second Super Robot Wars Original Generations. Maybe tonight if I'm feeling better by then. I don't know.
That's the Super Nintendo one?
No, it's the PS. It's one of the PS3 ones.
Ah.
No, the Super Nintendo ones are Super Robot Wars 3, 4, and EX.
Okay.
But those are not OG. This is OG.
Okay. See, when you say OG, I honestly think original.
Yes. Original Generations.
Original Gangster.
M8! Hopefully Vaughn gets that reference.
Mm.
I'm the original gangster, M8.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't want to get it.
Well, that's how come I said I hope Vaughn gets it.
I know. I'm just saying I don't get it, and I feel out of the joke, but it's okay, because we need to move on to feedback.
We only had one feedback.
Oh. What was it?
Well, we asked, did you cancel Game Pass or any other service for an interesting reason? And Tracer3 wrote in saying, I decided to try out Amazon Luna a few years ago.
That's the Amazon gaming streaming service.
Yeah. I really thought I was going to use it on a fairly consistent basis. After a year, I think I played it for about an hour and a half. I decided to cancel, which took me 2 years to do because I constantly forgot to cancel it. I finally canceled it about a month ago.
Wow. Okay.
Well, don't they give you a bunch of free games and stuff?
Yeah, like if you're Prime, there's a number of games you can just stream on Luna without subscribing. But
yeah,
I think there's like an actual Luna service as well, or at least there used to be. Maybe it's changed. I don't know. I don't use it. And like the streaming service I have used, which is GeForce Now, whenever I do go on Reddit, the one thing I do see, because I'm still in that sub, is people complaining about GeForce Now and changes NVIDIA keeps making to it.
I think this run is shot there, Chris.
Mm?
You're stuck in a tree and you have a boss just standing there. Oh, but
all I have to do is get to the zero on the timer on this.
Yeah.
That's the goal. Okay. So him being stuck is great. As long as he doesn't hurt me more eventually.
Yeah. You hope.
I hope.
Lightning would be good.
Well, we talked about that earlier. It might kill things too far away for me to get the experience.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We bonk
him. Yeah, you really need the experience.
I need as much as I can get. I probably should have taken an XP tome, and I didn't, but oh well. This is like my fifth attempt so far during this show, so we'll see. It's fast. All right.
Borgar.
Does that mean we have to go to the news?
I think that's news time, yeah.
Are any prospective Switch 2 owners here and current yes. Switch 2 owner excited for Age of Imprisonment?
No.
No.
No? What's Sorry. Wrong with you guys?
I didn't play the last Zelda. What are these called?
Hyrule Warriors.
The Hyrule Warriors.
No, but like the genre.
Musos.
Musos. I didn't play. I haven't played any Musos, and I'm not sure I care.
I don't like the art style for them.
I did like the story of the last one, from what I gathered watching Andy play it, and that's about it.
Yeah, no, the stories are for them are fine. It's just I really do not like this art style.
Mm.
I am quitting the show.
It's just the Tears of the Kingdom art style, though, isn't it?
I don't.
So you don't like that either. All right, that's fair.
I don't like this art style in any game.
Weird, over detailed
cell shading art style.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate it.
Does that mean you don't like Toon Link?
I'm not. Depends on which game.
Talk about the Wind Waker.
Were you one of the guys back in 2003 that was like Zelda, more like Zelda?
Zelda.
I mean, I also am not a fan of Wild Arms 3 for the same reason.
But did you like now I've just forgotten the name again.
Wind Waker.
Did you like Wind Waker?
The travel was boring.
But did you like the art? Were you okay with the art style in that game?
No.
No? Okay. That's all I'm establishing. Fair.
But at least I'm consistently not liking
the art. And that's fine. I just wanted to see if there was like something different about this.
Also cell shading.
Yeah. What other games do cell Borderlands?
The newer Tales Ofs.
What do you think about those, Tim?
You liked Tales of Arise. That had cell shading.
Yeah, but it wasn't over detailed, I guess.
That wasn't cell shading. That was 3D modeling.
Well, the cell shading is 3D still.
It was I think Tales Abyss or no? Which
no, no,
was
no, no.
Tales Abyss the one?
Well, hold on.
Symphonia was cell shading.
Symphonia was the one. I was not a big fan of Symphonia. Like I do like Symphonia for like other reasons, but not for the character for the cell shaded character designs.
What about Borderlands? Do you like those art or bad?
I just like shooting things.
Oh, so you do like Borderlands because you get guns.
Heavy Arms is my favorite Gundam.
I'm not talking... Is Heavy Arms also cel-shaded or something? I don't know how that relates. I'm not following.
It has lots of guns.
Okay. All right. So Borderlands is okay because guns, which is fair.
I'm not a big fan of the Borderlands art style either.
Okay. But you'll play it because guns.
Yeah, I'll play it.
That's fine. That is an okay opinion to have.
Except for the third game, which just has a crappy story.
Well, what about the fourth game?
I haven't played the fourth game.
Okay.
I don't own it yet.
I haven't played it because I didn't like the third game.
I've seen and heard good things of the fourth game. Mm-hmm. So, because I do know some streamers who are streaming it, and I've watched them play it. It looks like a better game than three, narratively.
Andy or Kelly.
Yeah.
Age of Imprisonment, this story is canon. Unlike the last Musou game where it wasn't.
Yeah, because there was like time travel shit.
Yeah, it was fixing Breath of the Wild, in my opinion. But anyway, so this one is canonical with Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, and it tells the story of the imprisoning war.
It was supposed to be like a weird the previous one was like a weird prequel.
Not official. Like it would have been a prequel. If it was official, because it
personally,
takes place
I really
ahead
like
of
the
time.
first Hyrule Warriors, which did the time dimensional travel stuff, but made it its own thing.
So that's the one from the Wii and the 3DS, right? that you're talking about?
Yeah. The Wii 3DS. And it was ported to the Switch as well.
It was. So that's the one I think people like to play the most.
Yeah, because that makes sense. That's kind of a mishmash of everything Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own unique story. It has female Link.
Yeah, Linkle.
All right,
with
so,
the crossbow handguns and crossbows.
Well, the point is with the new story for this one is it's canonical and it's a prequel, but it actually counts this time. And we have some pictures of new characters being shown off.
Yeah, basically one of each race.
Mm-hmm. With and weird then, masks on.
A Hylian lady that's supposed to be Zelda's maid when she gets yeeted back in time.
Poor girl keeps going back and forth in time, but this time it's for real, I guess. So that's something.
Right. I mean, like, one of the first things that happens in Tears of the Kingdom is Zelda gets yeeted back in time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played Tears, so I didn't know that happened there.
It's not really a spoiler because
it's the beginning, right? So
yeah, it's that cutscene. The one where they rehydrate Ganon and...
just add water.
His arm.
For more Pigman. Apply directly to the Pigman.
But I can't wait for this game because I love the original, or the first... I didn't play much of the original Hyrule Warriors. I played the crap out of Age of Calamity.
Oh, apparently Hairfrog's firing me, by the way.
Yeah.
Why is Hairfrog firing
me? He doesn't like Tears of the Kingdom art style, so he's out.
No, I think it's because I don't like Zelda.
You know what, Tam? Do you know why? I'm going to say something. That's okay, because Zelda isn't an RPG.
When does this come out? November 6th. Okay.
Anyways,
Andy just said he's divorcing me. Zelda 2 is an RPG. That's the only one.
Anyways,
Code Vein is an RPG.
That's not Zelda. Oh, that's the next news story, isn't it? Okay.
Yes. and Code Vein's getting a sequel called Code Vein 2.
Oh, what a unique name.
I know.
This is Anime Souls?
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got screenshots and we actually have a double news article because it's screenshots and a trailer.
Oh, they must have put it in two press releases.
Yeah.
Is that it? It's just like, look, there's things you can go look at. So go look at the things
I mean,
you can go look at.
There's not really that much. All right.
All right, go check out the trailers. We got them linked on the site. More stuff for Code Vein 2.
Yes, the trailer teases the time-traveling story and
More time travel. Yay.
And shows off the main cast. And I like her.
I feel like I could really just connect with her heart. Sorry, that was stupid. There's a lady whose chest is open and you see her heart beating. That's her character design. It's weird. She's missing lungs. I don't know how that works. It's like what Heartless should have been. Oh, wait, no, this is Heartful. We should move on? Okay, cool.
Frosthaven's first major early access update is launching this month, called the Awakening Protocol Update. That includes a new narrative arc, 3 new playable heroes, new gameplay features, and more. This is a tactical RPG based off of the board game from the same name and the spiritual successor to Gloomhaven.
Yeah, so if you don't want to deal with all the setup of Gloomhaven, which is a lot, or Frosthaven too, here's the digital form. And you can co-op in these, so...
I've wanted to buy Gloomhaven just because of the miniatures inside.
Mm-hmm.
They look so cool.
That's how they get you.
Yep.
Then you make all the miniatures and you never play it because it's too much a pain in the butt.
Yep. That's why I haven't been on the Monster Hunter games. Nor the Elden Ring one.
Oh, never mind. I didn't play Monster Hunter's Final Fantasy crossover yet. Darn it.
Well, I haven't been hearing good things about the PC version of that game here this week, so...
Oh, is it crashy again or something?
Very badly.
Like, it's always been crashy, but, like, now it's even more crashy instead of even less crashy like it should be.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. Lots of mods for that game, though, so if you want to play with mods, Monster Hunter's a good one. So, anyway.
So, Palia is bringing its full fantasy Spirit Festival update, or Spirit Fest Spectacle update?
Sure.
This is the open beta free-to-play life sim.
Oh, so farming, crafting, survival, building stuff?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And there's new flower slimes. All right, cool.
Flower slimes.
Yeah. And they're showing off more costumes. You can visit Friend's Ranch. You can have a boombox and a pumpkin. Go enjoy Palia, I guess. I don't know. not my thing.
No, not really my thing either. Not an MMO version anyway.
Did you like Moonlighter, Kelly?
I have it. Andy recommended it to me, and it sounds good. I just haven't gotten to the
I'm in the same
yet.
Boat. Andy loved it. I haven't played it. But we have a big old video about the second one showing off.
Yeah, the stuff. Endless Vault closed playtest is starting this week. I guess it already started, but you could sign up via Steam or through the game's Discord. And it's going to release in early access on November 19th. So maybe if you wait, you could play it.
Mm.
But if you really want to play it now,
I mean,
try to get into the
course. I'm not interested in doing game testing in my spare time at this point, so I'm going to pass.
Me neither, but who knows?
Wait, is Mega Bonk early access? Because maybe I am doing game testing. Okay.
No, because
it feels like it's early access, but instead of calling it early access, they just said it's out. And it's like, I respect that. Like, accept it and start patching it and treat it like it's real.
I mean, good on them. I just wish I would have known there was more content. But, and yet, them guys can't stop
playing. You can't stop playing. See, that's why it was ready. Ready enough, at least. Oh, man.
Claire Obscure came out this week saying that they have sold 5 million copies in 5 months. So about 1 million copies a month. That is insane for that RPG that nobody knew about.
And it's been mostly a lot of it has been like press releases and whatnot, and then word of mouth.
I mean, it's Kepler Interactive. They have a publisher. They're not indie.
So I've never heard of Kepler Interactive.
Now I have to go look up what else they've done. I've heard the name, but if you put a gun to my head, I would not be able to guess what they've published. So.
See, like, we did Lies of P backtrack this week. It was kind of the same thing. Like, their developer was originally a mobile game developer.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, like, let's make a Souls-like, and they did, and it was amazing.
All right, all right, Kepler Interactive. So this is the publisher, not the developer of Expedition 33. This is on their website. Here's some games they have listed, I guess, that they're publishers of. PVKK, never heard of it. Looks like some sort of crafting thing, whatever. Rematch, soccer thing. Celasta 2 in development. I don't know if I back that one, but I back the first one. Looking forward to Celasta 2. Claire Obscure, we that's what we're talking about. Flintlock Siege of Dawn. I feel like we covered that in the past. That would say,
I think Alex reviewed that.
I don't know if it was a Souls-like or an Elder Scrolls-like or somewhere in between, but that's the one that you had a purple fox pet thing that helped you out, and it's an action RPG. Altros, not starring our favorite octopus, some other game. Pacific Drive, Cat Quest 3, you've played that, Kelly.
Yeah, I played that.
Scorn, that was the one that has all the weird sexual H.G. Geiger art. Chia, which is more of a exploration, farming, building game, I think. Sifu, which is the one where you're kung fu roguelike, and then if you die, you get older and you try again, and I don't know what happens. I guess eventually you get too old, but whatever. And that's it. So, number of games in there I've heard of. So, they're a real publisher, but they are a smaller one. Anyway, so I don't know what my point was. I probably failed to support it, but there you go.
I thought it was pretty obscure.
Claire Obscure, yeah. Anyway, what's in the new update? Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a free update later this year that includes a new playable environment with the party taken to a new location with new enemies and other surprises, late game challenging boss battles, new costumes, and new text and UI game localizations for Czech, Ukrainian, Latin American, Spanish, Turkish, Vietnamese, Thai, and Indonesian, bringing the total to 19 languages supported. What I want to know is Switch 2 version when.
Why do you think that there was one?
there should be.
Okay, so you just want a Switch 2 version.
Yeah.
All right. I think the problem here, Kelly, is that this is an Unreal Engine 5 game, and those games are 4, 5, 5. And we can't even get them to run on big PCs, let alone small portable devices. I know Switch 2 has some. It's just that it's like...
Fair enough.
But maybe he wait long enough, it'll probably happen.
But who knows? Maybe this will wake up people saying, like, hey, we still like turn-based RPGs in 2025.
I want to know when this update comes out, because that's a good reason for me to jump back in and work on finishing that game.
It does not say.
Just, I know. Oh, well.
And it's in development.
Yeah.
So we shall see. I Am Machine has been announced. This looks like a Hades-like. It's going to launch on PC via Steam on November 6th and is going to have a demo out right now. Because I guess NextFest is from the 13th to the 20th.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it basically looks like Hades, but with robots.
Yeah, you're androids fighting monsters and stuff. But also you base build? I don't know what's going on.
You're still looking at the Clair Obscur article, Chris.
Shouldn't be, because my preview is showing...
On the stream, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not what my preview shows.
Oh, so going to I Am Machine here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a demo for this.
Mm-hmm.
I installed the demo.
Yeah.
I opened the demo.
Yeah.
It locked up everything my computer except the mouse.
Hey, mouse worked.
Yeah, so I could click long enough to actually get the program to, task manager cancel.
Hey.
But I couldn't alt-tab, I couldn't,
Wait, how did you get the task manager up?
I didn't. If you click on something that is not responding long enough, you get the... Yeah, that's okay. What happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it looks interesting, but I can't tell you much of anything about it because I could not get the demo to work. So I am not optimistic.
Hey, you tried though, so that's something.
But again, I'm not optimistic about this one.
Mm. Bugs are bugs. It's just a crash. One patch can fix stuff like that. We'll see how it goes.
The Starfinder Afterlight Kickstarter campaign is now live.
So this is this is Pathfinder, but in space, which is like Starjammer in the D&D world, but this is Starfinder. So
Spelljammer.
Spelljammer is like
D&D.
That's what I thought that's what
he
I said.
Starjammer.
Oh, I suck. All right. This is so this is a Kickstarter campaign. They've already passed their goal.
By a lot.
Okay. So who's developing? Epic Tellers Entertainment. So this is not Owlcat Games, who's been making a lot of the good Pathfinder games in the past. This is now Epic Teller. I've already forgotten the name. Well, whatever. The Epic Tellers Interactive Entertainment. Yeah, Epic Tellers Entertainment doing it. They're at $500,000. They only wanted a goal of 90,000, so that's good. Probably going to happen. And do we have a publisher associated with this, or is it just who knows? Okay.
It is. It does have a Steam page already.
Mm.
So let's see.
Looks like they have voice actors already assigned on the Kickstarter page.
They are self-publishing.
Self-publishing. Okay. And they're going to tease a reveal of the centipede alien voice actor later.
Yeah, look at the funding here, though, Chris.
What am I looking at?
I just said the funding.
500,000.
Well, that's how much they made, but look how much they were originally asking.
90,000, which is BS. You don't make a game with that, and so I don't know what's up with that. But if you pay 450 euros, you can get your cat in the game.
How much is 450 euros in US?
Is that $90? or $900, 450 euros to dollars. 522.
Is it worth that much money to get? Actually, I want to immortalize Jack.
I don't think it's. I'm going to say
no. You don't get to decide.
Not worth it.
Your Cat in Space. That is sold out. Then Your Cat in Space second round sold out. Your Cat in Space last round. No, sorry, Kelly, you're too late.
Aw. Oh well.
The cat, the roles, the cat positions have been filled.
I'll live, I guess.
Sorry.
Plus, I don't know if he would want Jack in space. He would have destroyed that space station.
He would have ate all my tabletop game group is playing a space set game, and we keep. It has this thing after you do a play session, you roll on a table to see random events that happens to your crew based on whether or not you did well, did bad, got a lot of heat in the galaxy or not. And we keep landing on the same damn one, which is some creature invades your spaceship. And so we've gotten to the point where we just accept that this keeps happening, and we've now caught them, trained them, we've made them kind of part of the party, and we just call it, they're breeding when a new one gets added to the ship. It's great. So that's kind of like when I see these cats being added to the ship, I just think of it's like our little space monsters that we keep adding to our ship in the game.
Did you ever watch the Captain Marvel sequel?
No.
There's a very funny scene in that with Fork and Kittens. Set to memory from the cats.
Oh dear. Okay.
That is hilarious.
I don't know. Kelly, I haven't watched like any Marvel stuff since Endgame finished. And nobody has told me that I'm really missing anything.
No, you're not, but I thought that the Captain Marvel, I think it's
that just makes me sad. It was so big. And then I guess I watched the Wanda stuff, WandaVision and Loki was good. WandaVision was good. And then it's just, everything just disappeared and nobody talked about any of it anymore. And it's like,
I liked the Hawkeye miniseries. I like that character.
I keep telling myself I'll watch it eventually, but it just keeps piling up and it's like trying to go back and catch up on old Critical Role. There's like, now there's too much.
Now there's campaign 4.
I know. Which is completely separate. So it's a better jumping in point. I should just abandon all the old stuff and just do campaign 4, right? But whatever.
Up to you.
Yeah, I know. All right. What's next?
Citizen Sleeper is adding or Citizen Sleeper 2, rather, is adding French, Japanese, and simplified Chinese localizations. They've already released this update for free.
Cool. All right. More languages. Yay.
Mina the Hollower has been delayed.
No. This is the Shovel Knight people's game.
Yeah.
With the Castlevania-style mouse Legend of Zelda. Wait. It's more like a... Is it more like the GBA Zelda? Right?
Yeah, it reminds me more of Link to... the past, no, Link's Awakening.
Yeah,
but it has been delayed. It was supposed to come out on October 31st. Now the delay is indefinite. Well, not indefinitely. They say it will not be lengthy, with time to add final polish and balancing.
Okay, they need more time. Give them more time.
Give them, yeah, more time's always good.
So basically, we're in Silk Song version 2.0.
Though not quite as bad, because surely it won't be a long delay.
Yeah.
They said it won't be long. It'll be fine. But there's no new date, so who knows?
Although I don't think Silk Song ever had a date until they actually set a date.
That was smart of them.
Yeah, it was.
People still complained.
Mm-hmm.
People will complain about anything. Moving on, though, Bittersweet Birthday is celebrating a November release date on November 11th. This is Souls Like Bullet Hell.
Boss Rush Bullet Hell. We discussed it a couple weeks ago on the channel. This one does have a demo available.
I did not look at this demo because I was like, yeah, I'm not interested in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this sounds like this is a game that will break my wrists further. But hey, if you're interested, it comes out on November 11th.
They're showing a boss battle here where it looks like a lot like playing tennis in Legend of Zelda, where you have to keep hitting the glowing ball back and damage the enemies with it.
It actually reminds me of a minigame in one of the old Tales games where you had to like play volleyball with a ball against two girls.
Nice.
I think it was Eternia that had that minigame.
Kelly, it's your favorite game name.
Oh, Underwater Ray Romano?
Mm-hmm.
Its PC release has been delayed.
Oh.
It was set to come out later this month. It's now going to come out on December 16th.
Whole month. All right. Or 2 months,
please
really.
Be disappointed.
Please be disappointed. Okay.
Sacred 2 Remaster is coming out on November 11th for... $20 and $25. Said to include refined combat and gameplay with high resolution textures, UI improvements, and all the game's post-launch content. I am curious about this. Is anybody looking forward to Sacred 2 Remaster?
I probably should be.
I don't know.
It's a Diablo. I should play it. Like, but the remaster looks like it's. A remaster, but it doesn't look it like it still looks old.
Yeah,
still looks old, still looks jank. It might even be great, but it's like I'm not even caught up on all the current ARPGs that I would like to play.
Hey, Hair Frog.
Yeah, Hair Frog, this one's for you maybe.
And then A Nice Day for Fishing is getting a physical release that comes out on November 21st.
Oh, so Hair Frog's or Vaughn's like, it's advertising as improved, not enhanced.
What does that mean?
Good question.
Oh, I think I saw Scott from RPG Fan play this a little bit on one of his streams.
The Nice Day for Fishing game?
Yeah.
So this is, I guess there's a YouTube series called Epic NPC Man.
Yes.
And this is starring one of the NPCs.
Mm-hmm. And, like, they've got marketing with that YouTube channel doing their characters and stuff, their shtick. So.
Okay, because it looks kind of interesting. I need to look into that series, since it seems like it would be kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a fishing RPG.
We haven't had one of those in a while.
I think there was a couple this year.
It looks really cool. You can pre-order the physical game now through Silver Linings online store for 35 euros. I don't know what that is in dollars.
Is it? It's already out then, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out digitally and everything. So.
How much is this? Nice Day for Fishing. Pulling up the Switch version.
I mean, Silver Lining is only in Europe, right? So
yeah,
that it's not relevant what it costs in dollars then.
A Nice Day for Fishing is on sale for 15 right now on the eShop.
There you go. That's how you can get it.
So I might pick this up. Looks fun. And then finally, if you are looking for more Final Fantasy physical releases, have I got news for you? They're finally releasing the Switch version. They're the Switch cards of Final Fantasy VII and VIII, that double pack, and the Final Fantasy IX physical edition.
These should all be on one cartridge.
You would think so, but yes. Maybe, I don't know, maybe IX's bigger, or maybe they didn't do all of them to keep the cost down?
It's Square Enix. They're greedy SOBs.
So, all right. So, first of all, we've got Final Fantasy VII Remake, Integrate, and Rebirth on PS5 in a single. So, that's the first two games in the remake series in a single physical copy. So, there's that. Then you have the 7 and 8, like you said, on Switch. 7 is just the first game, 8 is remastered. So, it's been up-resed and stuff. And then 9 is by itself, and it's just the game. It's not remastered or anything. So only 8's getting any sort of special treatment, and it's not like new special treatment. This happened years ago on PC. So,
well, the seven version is kind of an up-resed version of the PC one, and it has the cheat codes in it. So
All right. Cool. Well, then, but 8 is actually marketed as remastered, whereas 7 is just like, man. Just a very teeny light touch. Add some cheat codes and make it run.
Yeah, but the idea that you can play from Final Fantasy 1 all the way to 12 on one system now is crazy to me.
And that system is the PlayStation.
Well, not the Switch.
Well, I'm saying, like, actually, if you go on PlayStation, you go from 1 to 16. Right?
Or, I mean, I can do that on PC too.
Yeah.
PlayStation never had, the original PlayStation never had 3 though.
Isn't Pixel Remaster on it?
Well, yeah, it does now, but yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah. So
it doesn't matter. It does now.
I mean, the your whole point still relies on Pixel Remaster on the Switch, so it's like either way it works.
Yeah, I'm
just like the Switch is relying on Pixel Remaster. Now, what would be interesting is if one of these consoles had all the 2D versions, or at least one of the 2D versions of each game, and all the 3D versions that exist. I don't know if you can do that anywhere other than PC / iPad / emulation. I don't know. Because
that is not...
Because there's the there's 3's 3D remake and 4's 3D remake, and those tend to be the harder ones to find because they've been getting delisted in places.
But the Final Fantasy 4 after years non 3D remake, yes.
Yeah,
the original version of that is not available on PC. It is only the 3D version that's available. Gosh. On PC.
Yeah, so we need both. This is too hard. We need a spreadsheet. We don't need this spreadsheet. Just wait. Square Enix will. If you're waiting for a Final Fantasy on a system you have, just wait. It will be there.
But I had already bought the PAL versions of those two, the 7, 8, and 9 releases, just to have them in my collection.
These were already out digitally, though, right? This is just a physical release.
And they were already out physically in PAL and Japanese regions. They just weren't available as an NTSC.
So my question is, are these Switch cartridges game keys or real cartridges? I guess it's Switch 1s.
They're Switch 1s, so they're real cartridges.
All right.
Good. Chris?
What's up?
I just shared a folder in the RPG Cast channel.
Hey, look. What do we got here? Oh, look at this. So Tam has all the Final Fantasies.
Except 16.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get this stream. Hello.
And I'm also missing, I think I'm missing the one with Zach.
Oh, I know it's wrong.
Crisis Core?
It won't let me show.
Yeah, I don't have Crisis Core on PC yet. It just came out at a bad time for, you know, other games and...
Mm-hmm. Damn, you're just bragging to us. What are you doing, man? Just bragging. I got all my Final Fantasies. Have you beaten them all?
No. I've stated that many times.
What do you need them all for then? I'm collecting them. You even got Decidials. Have you got the bad version of 5 and 6 as well? You sure do. All right, good.
Hey, I've beaten them all.
Good for you, Kelly.
I have not beaten 2. I have not beaten 3.
Oh, and you've got I Hate Chaos as well. All right.
I tried streaming that on the channel, remember?
I don't remember, no.
Oh, yeah, I tried streaming that on the channel. I need to find mods to make it work better.
Mm, what a shock. I like that you have both versions of Final Fantasy VIII, so you can do side by side. One controller, two versions. I'm sure it'll work great. Oh, man. How many versions of 4 do you have? We have 1, 2. Oh, I see, and that's the after years, and you don't have the other one. All right. Mm.
Although I do have the PSP version on my computer as well.
I mean, say what you will about Square being greedy, at least they make their old games available.
It all depends on if they work.
Asterisk, citation needed, Kelly. They don't make the versions they're trying to make people forget about available. Not doesn't bother me, but does bother some folks, especially if they're trying to do preservation. But anyway,
I mean, there's versions of Final Fantasy 1 that are not available, like some of the very old mobile versions are no longer available.
Tam, you're missing Dissidia Duodecim. You only have Dissidia N Free Edition. What is this garbage? Come on.
Duodecim's not available on PC.
Well, you better get on that petition.
I own it.
All right.
But it's not available on PC.
See, arcade. Someone ripped the arcade version. Is that playable somewhere? I wonder. Must be.
It's funny because I have a treasure chest that has all my Dragon Quest games in it. Same for one of the Disgaea collector's editions. I took out all the special stuff and then put all my Disgaea games in that chest. I need one for my Final Fantasy physical releases.
Don't repeat it. All right, moving on. It's time for some new releases, isn't it?
Yes, what's coming out this week?
There's two games that I could find coming out this week. The first, you can probably guess, Kelly, because it's coming with your Switch.
Oh, Pokemon ZA.
That's right. That's the big one. And then I also saw, did I lose it already? Another game called, I did lose it. Give me a second here. October 11th, 12th, 14th. Gonna be Starbites, which is Japan only. Oh, so never mind. That doesn't count. Darn it. I guess it's just Z to A. Yeah. Pokemon Legends, folks. That's it. But really, and if you've stuck with this show this long, first of all, good for you. Really, the big thing we should be focusing on right now, if you're not in a Pokemon, of course, is Final Fantasy Tactics. Why are none of us playing it? What's going on with us?
Because I didn't want to get sucked in before Pokemon took over my life.
I didn't want to get distracted from finishing Quartet and then never finish Quartet, so that's why I haven't let myself start it yet.
I have the PSP version on my computer.
Of Final Fantasy Tactics.
Supposedly this version is better.
It's much better than that one, Tam. But if you want to wait for a sale, I totally understand.
Yeah. I have no problem waiting for a sale for Final Fantasy Tactics.
If you're not feeling it right now, then absolutely wait for a sale. Yeah. Andy's been playing the heck out of that, so I think he's about to get TG Sid, gonna break that game wide open, except I think he's already playing on easy, so it doesn't matter. He's farming chocobos. He's breeding chocobos and then killing them to get item drops. He is a monster.
Oh, I think you... I should send you what Dave posted.
Okay.
A few days ago on his Blue Sky.
Your husband's a monster, but I, as a min-maxer, I understand.
I'm going to DM.
I'm pretty sure that's if it's from Cyrail, I think we've already seen it, and that's what got us down this road. Here we go. Oh no. Let's see. Do I want to load this on stream? Let's see.
It's fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your own chocobo Jesus, someone who walks your prayers, someone who quays. What is this? Yeah, so this is the thing about in Final Fantasy Tactics, if a unit gains too much faith, they leave your party to go find God. And that actually will also happen to your chocobos. They go to find Jesus. So, all right, see you, chocobo. Apparently, I can't get a good clear answer if this was in the original or not, because I've heard both. It was or it wasn't. So I'm not sure. But for sure, in the enhanced version, your monsters will leave if they've got too much faith or too little. Or is it too much brave? What's the other condition? Maybe if they have no brave, they'll leave because they're cowardly. I forget what the other half of it is. Yeah, but this chocobo is going to spread the good word of Wark.
Yeah, and that was from Dave, also known as the FBM, who's one of our podcasters on Q&A Quest.
Thank you, FBM.
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Chocolina?
You mean the chocobo who became a woman?
Yeah.
What?
That's a miracle.
Huh?
You did not know that about Final Fantasy 13?
What's going on?
Chocolina.
Oh, yes. I know that.
Okay.
I've seen Chocolina. It doesn't make any sense, but yes. Like... They don't explain
it.
She's the chocobo chick. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The chocobo chick in Saz's hair.
Living in a man's afro apparently turns you into a human, or mostly a human.
Honestly, the only explanation I have for this.
There isn't an explanation. It's just silly.
There is.
Not supposed to think about it.
No, there is. There is. Is in Dragon Quest IV.
What?
So, remember, you get... So, when you're playing as Ragnar, you find this slime named Healy. And when you get to... And he travels around with Ragnar, on all his adventures. And then in Chapter 5, when you're, the chapter of the Chosen, where you're going and gathering everybody, you find Healy, and he has turned into a bard, and... He explains that, I spent so much time around humans that I became a human.
But that's Dragon Quest.
That's the only explanation I've got for how that works.
I mean, you're better off reaching out to that time I was reincarnated as a slime, right?
No.
No? Okay. Because then they have... Whoa, all right, sorry.
he ate a chick to turn into a human-like character.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Now, she was dying.
All right.
And she was like, eat me. She was willing to become a sacrifice.
We're done. I don't care. Eat me. No, we're done. Next. All right. I want to know. Okay.
I mean, he's a slime. He eats things.
Stop it. This is a vore-free podcast. So, Chocobo Chick, Chocolina is a tiny, small enough to fit in the palm of a hand. As she ages, the chick's yet to acquire the elongated neck and eight legs. The chocobos are known for an adult. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm reading the Final Fantasy wiki. It says, by the events of Final Fantasy 13-2, Chocolina has been granted the ability to assume a human form by the goddess Itro. So literally Deus Ex Machina. So great.
And she sells you crap.
God intervened to give you a merchant.
Pretty much.
This is your story writing in 13. No wonder everyone loves that series so much. And you don't see it happen. It happens off camera, and it's just a wonky exclamation so that you can be like, why is she a human now?
Like, look, I love the crap out of all three of those games.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of brush off the story.
It's not a game. I mean, the first game story was fine enough.
Oh, she's in the third game, too.
But then when you get to the where they go with that, it's like, oh, forget it. Just why? No. Stop.
And then, spoiler alert, by the time Lightning Returns ends, like, she wakes up in our world. Or, like, everybody is reincarnated in the human real world.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, it was all a dream?
No, they were just reborn.
Oh, for frick's sake. Okay. Spoilers, Kelly, but also kind of so crappy of a story that I don't care.
Yeah.
I only like 13-2.
Lightning is the big bang, says Chatter. J-Hit. Hi. Oh, man.
Lightning is the big bang. Hi, J-Hit.
No, now I'm going to start complaining about other games' endings that I'm not satisfied with, but those games have better stories and actually would be spoilers that people would mind, so we're going to move on. So, like I said, the only thing to play this week is Pokemon Z-Day, or Tactics, right? And we have some editorials.
Disgaea 7 Complete was reviewed by Amon Bimani.
So, Disgaea plus DLC on which system?
Switch 2.
Switch 2 only. Okay.
They gave it a 4 out of 5, saying never a dull moment. Battling and team building is as deep and personalized as players want it to be. A rockin' soundtrack with top-notch voice acting and improves the performance of the base game, and throws in plenty of goodies to boot. Negatives can be overwhelming for series newcomers, and the absence of voice acting in the DLC and bonus stories is a shame.
Which is a constant thing with these Disgaea DLCs.
Chris, I may have found a new list for you.
Uh-oh. What is... For
releases, for future reference.
Okay, hit me with it. Bring this up, copy link, go over here. Hey, alright, so this is October Video games releases.com. They have a games section. Okay. Its layout is more like the Opera Gaming Corner, which if I could access in non-Opera GX browsers, I would use that Game Corner release list as well, but I can't, so I don't. October 11th onward. Let's see. October. Wow, there was a lot on the
9th. There is no 11th. It goes from 10th to 13th.
All right, so we'll start at the 13th. We've got Next Fest. No. Oh, see, it doesn't tell me the genres on this, so I have to figure it out, which is...
But at least it gives you a place to start.
Yeah, look at this. There's two things we missed. We've got an Elder Scrolls Online update and a New World Eternum update, apparently, that are due out on the 13th. So that's stuff I didn't catch, so that's cool. We got Season 10 in New World and Writhing Wall event in Elder Scrolls Online. And then we have... Boo, boo, boo. Don't know that any of those are RPGs. Ball X Pit, which is the weird game that was in the Devolver Digital E3 thing. That comes out on the 15th. That's not an RPG, but I actually want to check that out because it looks so silly. Pokemon Zeta A. Oh, PAX Day. Is that actually coming out? Looks like they're going to have an early access release for PAX Day, which is an MMO. So good luck on that. And then we have, man, the 16th has a lot of other games. Just, is Fellowship an RPG?
Time Trekker is roguelike.
Okay, so we got Time Trekker. We have,
If you click on them, it brings up a page that gives information about them.
Yeah, so, I know. I'm looking at it. So we've got Time Trekker. That looks like a strategy game or strategy RPG. I'm not sure which. So check
mine
that out.
Did not open up the new tabs. Mine actually like popped it out to the side.
Oh, I'm middle clicking. That's why.
Okay.
I didn't want to lose the page. So Fellowship is another one that I think is, because Cyril has been trying to get me into this. This is a, I did the early. This sucks. Don't play Fellowship. It's let's take Mythic Plus out of World of Warcraft and make it its own game. That's what Fellowship is. So if you're into Mythic Plus dungeon runs, that game is something you should look at because it's about learning dungeon mechanics and working together with a team to do them quickly. I did not enjoy it. And then we
does
have,
not sound fun.
It's a taste you either have or you don't. Let's see. Lumo 2 is that's an arcade adventure. Okay. No, it's not. I think that's it. So there wasn't much else here, but hey, we found a couple. Oh, is this a who's this? Fantasy Maiden Wars, a classical TRPG. It's got a look to it.
That's going to be on next week's show.
It's going to be a next week's show.
Yeah, it releases in 9 days.
Oh, October 20th. It said, oh, I scrolled down too far. Never mind. Fantasy Maiden Wars, you'll have to wait for it. Okay. Yeah, that's it. So pretty much still just the same list of games, but a couple other side games that are early access that you might want to check out if you're into them. And then Ball Pit, if you care about Devolver Digital's ongoing weird game releases. Wait, what is chicken hair and the treasure of spiking beard? What is this?
It sounds crazy.
It is. So it looks like you. Okay. No, this is just a weird platformer with unique characters. I'm gonna pass. All right, cool. Next, what's our next review?
Matt Mason did a deep look for Class of Heroes 3.
A deep look means
he couldn't finish it.
Oh no.
Nearly every interesting gameplay element is offset by frustrating implementation, begging the question as to what remastered is and what was left from the original release.
So remaster means scaled up and make it work on modern systems. That's what that means. So you shouldn't expect it to be fixed in any way. Sometimes you're lucky and they do. That said, this sounds like every other Class of Hero games that I hear people talk about, because it's always the reaction like, oh, there's things in here I like, but also, these things suck.
Tried to play Class of Heroes 1 and I didn't get very far because of the stupid randomizing of the dungeons.
Mm.
So,
which is a feature.
Given the relentless difficulty and the frustrating lack of polish across every core system, the ultimate fate of this long-awaited title is disappointing. The deep class and customization features remain tantalizing, yet the game's erratic balance, useless back row positions, and opaque alchemy system constantly undermine the game's potential. Savage. Yeah, all right, so... Anything else,
feel
Kelly?
That burn.
Is there anything useful?
We've got an editorial from someone named Mybelt who talks about character creation and the Proteus effect.
Cool.
I have no idea what
this article is. Has sources, like research sources on the bottom. Whoa. This is like a. We're getting into real research type things. I like it. So go read about like character creations in general. So. Thank you, Mybel. All right. That is it for editorials. That's it for news stories. We covered what's coming out this week, which is basically Pokemon. And
I thought we had one. I thought we had like three editorials, or did I just miss it? Because
we
I'm
did
like...
Disgaea already, and we did Class of Heroes, and then we did character creation.
Oh, okay.
Those are our three things.
It is that type of shows this week, guys.
Oh, for that character creation thing, I forgot to mention an important part. This will make you think, like, why do I want to watch this? So the Proteus effect explains how physical features of a character can drastically change the attitude and behavior of the player. So, like, this is your character designing and the character designer options it gives you can affect how you interact with and experience a game. So that is fascinating. You should go read that. And then maybe you'll know how to make... this might give you guidance in the long term about how to design your own characters to help you enjoy or experience a game in a different way.
Which is why there's sources cited on it.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Whew. All right, so we've been over what's coming out. We know what you've been playing. Are you going to make any changes this week, Tam?
No.
Okay. Kelly?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not true. You have Pokemon.
Well, yeah, but whether or not that gets here on Friday.
Okay, well, that's true.
I will. We're also getting the Switch 2 with Pokemon Z to A on Friday, but that's going directly to Andy's hands, and I will not pass go. I will not collect $200. So that'll be going to him, and I will continue working on finishing Quartet before I jump into Tactics. And Mega Bonk is the side game.
Quote unquote side game,
which is interesting. It's for me because it's not. Hey, sorry, let me rephrase that. I'm happy I'm not playing 11 still. All right, Tim, this is I'm playing two games that are out this year. So I'm calling this progress, even though I shouldn't feel guilty about playing a game I love, but it is nice to play something more relevant to the game, to the show, rather. So,
As I say, I may give you crap, Chris, but as long as you are enjoying the games you're playing, I am fine with it. I'll give you crap about it, but as long as you're enjoying it.
I keep thinking about going back into 14. Now that I've spent some time in 11, go do 14's crossover events with 11, unless they're all over, and the Monster Hunter stuff, too, but... No one seems that excited about any
Alliance
of it.
Alliance Raid is permanent edition, so that's... The crossover Alliance Raid is, well, right. Always going to be there.
Right. That's right. That was my issue. I tried to do it, and I needed to get item level to do the second part of it, and I didn't want to grind that out, so... Oh, well. We'll get to it eventually. What else? That's it. Stay tuned. I guess you'll stream later, right, Robert, or no?
If I'm feeling up for it, I honestly don't know how okay. I'll be feeling.
Stay tuned. Subscribe to the Twitch channel if you want to catch our live content. Robert might be streaming later. Hairfrog tomorrow, right?
No, he's on vacation. Oh, he's on vacation. Extra Life.
Okay, he's off to
Extra Life. So just me and Scar.
So Scar tomorrow then, probably.
Yeah, Scar in the AM. I don't think he has said he's going to be off.
Okay.
And then I probably will be on tomorrow. Today, I'm just, I choked.
Oh
on.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You're good. You're good. You don't need to tell people the details.
Sleep on your side, please.
Yeah. Good idea. And we will.
I'm not drunk.
Hey, we're gonna adjourn.
I don't care.
We're not talking about that. People don't need to be grossed out on a podcast. So let's move on to saying goodbye to everybody.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next week. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, right here at twitch.tv/RPGamers. Subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcasting app of your choice and go leave feedback to our question of the week, which was nothing.
Oh, we never did that, huh?
Your bedside gaming setup.
Bedside gaming setup.
What do you use? Like pillows, tablet arm,
your cat. Face. Cat. That is a viable option.
Perfect. Pillows, tablet arms, your stomach, or a cat. The or other. End. Or if other.
Frankie gets offended when I prop up my phone on him.
As he should, but also adorable. We'll see you next week. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.